This is up there, you know, right now. I want to look to the building.
You want to do it naked?
Just for a second, I'd like to show the audience some sort of what I might look like.
Okay.
I like to try to stand it.
All right, Andrew.
Yeah.
If I could have you stand on that red tape, I'm ready for you. Sorry about that.
No worries, man.
You're
comfortable with this. No, I would like not to see the tape.
Okay, can I have you stand? Can I have you stand right on the red tape?
Beautiful.
Like this, bro?
Yeah, that's great.
I was gonna look at the camera any way I want.
Yeah, just look right here. Beautiful. Look back at me if you could. All right. Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew, Mark. Where are you from originally? Where'd you grow up?
Here in California.
Tell me about your family growing up. You had mom and dad?
My family and me. Together. I have a brother. He's 7 years older than me, yeah.
Do you have a mom and dad?
Yeah, and I have a stepdad two times, and a stepmom living and a stepmom dead.
Got it. How would you describe your childhood?
Fair enough, pretty good. My mom would pay me $5 every once in a while to pick the weeds around the hedge of our house, and it was probably on a Saturday once or twice as I could remember in my life, yeah.
Cool.
Yep. When I go back to school, it'd be on the cheapskate level. My mom was doing her la-di-da, and she's getting... anyways, what was that?
You have good memories of your childhood?
Yes, I do have good memories of them. Not all bad.
You have some bad ones, too?
Yeah, but they're funny, kind of bad in the long run, yeah. My brother and mom like would pick on me, you know, in the breakfast room.
That's
and
what
I eat
siblings
the eggs,
do.
Pour some fucking water on the scrambled eggs and shit. Yeah. And I had to go scream in the sink area and put in the corner and then, you know, get fucked with again and total denial on my brother's part, or my mom's just hysterical in a way.
Sounds normal.
Yeah.
How far did you go in school?
I graduated from high school and went on to a Associate of Occupational Studies culinary art program in San Francisco.
Oh, is that right?
But at the time, it hadn't quite turned into Cordon Bleu, but it was what we'd say California Culinary Academy. And there's a few choices I had, and I made the choice to go to California Culinary Academy because of the local produce and where I had been raised and grown up and my interest in culinary arts.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'd like to know a little bit about you. You could stop the recording if you want. In the long run, I kind of force it on you, bro. I'd like to have a conversation.
I've been a photographer since,
really?
Since I was 14, yeah.
Cool.
That's all I've ever done.
I'm actually pretty interested in that right now. You might have felt the energy. I don't know, but yeah, I think it kind of works like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still enjoy it.
Huh?
I still enjoy it. I found you here on the streets in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your...
Yes, you did find me in the streets. I'm not recollecting exactly when.
Tell me about your life here.
Although you probably know.
You've been on the streets.
My elder.
You've been on the streets for how long, Andrew?
It's hard to say. It's been on and off, but for the most part, an Airbnb helped out when I was on unemployment around COVID time. Yeah, before that, I came back to Santa Monica after coming back from culinary school in Europe and working in San Francisco at three good jobs that I had out there.
So you're...
I decided to actually move here because of my neighbor had pitched an idea for me to move and open up a cafe restaurant in Costa Rica.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been married?
No, I've never been married.
No children?
One child. Yourself?
I have two daughters.
No shit, cool.
I do.
How old are they?
23 and 25.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm very proud.
How about the lady or the man?
I had a wife. I was married for 17 years.
Huh?
I was married for 17 years.
You have been married for 17 years? I have not been married before. And I was thinking of Commonwealth at one time, or common law. And most recently, I've been thinking about, you know, putting the flag down and standing my position on where I'd like to go. So those thoughts have gone through my mind. And I do see that there is a foreseeable pretty good future for myself. And I know for my son, if he's doing well, I don't know. At the time, we haven't been in contact because of her 100% custody and also because of her nationality, so to speak, but not, things.
Just, well, why do you no longer speak to your son?
I have not spoken with him since, I think, 2 or 3 years ago on my birthday.
What happened?
She'd come pick me up down here in West LA on Santa Monica Boulevard. We'd been in contact for my birthday, and she picked me up and came up to Huntington Park area where they live, and stopped at the school and came out, grabbed my son up, and he's walking back, and I'm in the passenger seat of her truck, and I look up, and he look up at the same time, and there's a nice smile on his face, and he looks like my son Arlo James Hodges.
How old is he now?
About 12 years old. He was born December 7th, 2013. And his mother's name is Aurora.
Hmm.
She's got two last names. And I met her father, and he's a cool dude. And he lives in Mexico. And her mother, I don't really get along with all that much, but I do respect her authority. And she told me at one point or another, a few years back when my son was about 4 years old, and I was living in a one-room part of an apartment. I'd like to go on, but it's really hard to right now. I want to continue with what you got going on.
That's okay.
I don't want to carry you out, yeah.
Tell me, like, so you're living on the streets now?
Most recently, I have been for the last month and a half or two.
How has that been?
It's been pretty exciting, actually. And it hasn't been around here. I just came back down into here about 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, I see. What parts of the world are you in?
Inglewood area, actually, near LAX Airport. I've been fiddling around on this phone that I have, and it's been quite exciting with this air traffic control app. I kind of liked it, and I got a shindig going on with Foxtrot and turn left it. Some experiences have been happening, not only those, but some other. It feels like it's getting better, better, better. And it's what you had said, so to speak, and I can't mark you for your words, but I think I have a good feeling of what's going on. According to you, what you can help teach me, and I can maybe help teach you as well, and I do agree with whoever the directors are. And I would like to know a little bit about your business, too.
I do these interviews with people that I find just through my...
Yeah, because these dudes are coming out of the police station area and just kicking back there with people on Mazatlan, yeah, doing my thing, going up the stairs. I'd never been up those stairs to see the view, and it's really nice. It was a bit of an invite over the last couple of days. Some things have been happening, you know. I've been talking out loud a lot and doing a little something.
Andrew, are drugs a part of your life?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
What are your favorite drugs?
Well, I have about 45 chemicals in my body at any given time, I'll tell you that much.
Really?
So there are a lot of drugs in the body, yeah.
What do you
prefer to say that the United States Department of Agriculture might have a good idea about grades.
Is there a certain drug that is your go-to?
No, there's a few of them that I like every once in a while.
Which one, like crystal meth?
I like crystal meth, yeah. It makes my dick hard every once in a while. It makes me feel weird, like I am kind of now. How about yourself?
No, I never tried it.
Really? Would you like to?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to have some.
You're going to have some?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What are some of the other 45 drugs that you...
I smoked a little bit of marijuana every once in a while. I'm not too hip on it. I have 4 DUIs, but I was drinking before. I only started doing meth not too long ago, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah. I hadn't started when I was younger. I was doing crack for a little while, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In Abbott Kinney area, Shoreline.
How do you make money?
I'm an honorary member of the Shoreline Crips as a white boy.
Okay.
How did I make money? Oh, I worked at a pizza shop.
You worked
called Abbott's Pizza, yeah.
What do you do?
What I do, I help box the pizza and cut it and listen to music and have a good time with the crowd.
And you make money?
I made minimum wage, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I was living in I came down here, it's back when I said about the whole trip to Costa Rica and all that, my neighbor, and I'd love if you could do some research on this dude, yeah, Matt Bernard. He's my next door neighbor, and he has his mother and father died in a plane crash over Cerritos. happened, that mid-air collision. Yeah,
yeah, I remember
businessman,
that.
Yeah. And I remember hearing that news. So my child at the time, I'd hear it come back into our room, you know, in the driveway coming down. There's a brick house and a chimney here, and a level of, like, Architectural Digest, kind of a stained glass, really nice. You know, my mom's interior decorator. And she'd married a man named John Holcomb, my stepdad, when I was really young, because my dad was like, I'm done with her, sort of thing. Respectful dude. I've never really had much of a problem at all with my dad. I respect him dearly. I've gone to Hawaii as a kid several times, and he's had, you know, his business partner associates, you know, from the Navy, maybe a few little associates here and there. It's been quite a gas growing up with this child support, and I think it was pretty much almost every weekend that I'd go see him in Manhattan Beach. Yeah, and John Holcomb and my mom were doing their thing, getting nice and liquored up. He had the stereo on, like, you feel the doors open. And I didn't feel much embarrassed about it. I thought it was pretty cool, and I liked the place that I was living. I found the little liquor cabinet. It's old, but top shelf, like Coney. I get drunk with my cousin, and she's about my age for the first time. And I'm, like crawling around, and, like, with her boobs. And I go, I didn't know girls peed, sort of thing. And this was probably... shit, maybe 14 or something, like 15, something like that. Yeah.
You sound like you have some fun memories of your life.
Oh, so many. I'd like to speak more.
What would you say
about
what was your favorite time of your life?
Right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're enjoying this freedom that you have now?
No, it's not about that. It's just experience. I don't know what it is all about, absolutely. I don't really know. But right now I'm having a good goddamn time in my life, and I feel pretty good. I feel comfortable, and that's not normal for me in the past. I've gathered a lot of confidence for myself throughout the community. I do dearly believe so. Yeah. And I feel a lot of respect in my surroundings.
So things are going well for you?
Yes. Yeah.
What would you attribute that to?
You're an example right now. Absolutely, I'd attribute it to you. I'm not joking with you at all. I feel that way. And I'm glad you asked the question. And I don't have much of an interest in what I attribute for you. Not at all. I'm not that type of guy. Dude, I'm with you, bro. Yeah, it's cool.
You're straight.
Yes, I am heterosexual. Yeah, yes. But I had gay friends. Oh, my God, so many funny things happened. This dude, Jim McCauley, 310-963-8132.
Do you have friends?
Do I have friends? Acquaintances, maybe.
Acquaintances, yeah. That's what happens when you live on the streets.
It's been for, I think it's a genetically, we're sequencing ourselves as a unit whole, and I believe that most all of us have this similar experiences that we deal with, and I'd like to engage a little bit more as well. What's your next question?
What are you proudest of in your life?
The proudest of my life? My culinary school. It's a great question, though. And
you were on your way to a career in...
culinary arts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Administration had gobbled me up a bit, and I just stuck as a line cook, but I did really well with my work. I took complete heart, and I had a good old time doing it, and catering, too. I have a lot of experience. And I became a sushi chef, actually, as a matter of fact, before I went to culinary school. I'd been living at my place. I think my mom and stepdad had divorced, right? And it was a bit of a shake. And so the house went out for sale, and they weren't living there. And I had had it. This was probably around 19, 20, somewhere around there. I'd worked at the Wild Oats Market on Montana, which used to be Fireside Cellars, and went into Wild Oats, and now I think it's a Whole Foods.
Right.
I had good friends that owned and operated the Arrow Theater. And that friend in particular is actually from this Cafe Collage on Windward and Pacific. Yeah. That I learned pretty much things. But before that, I became interested in culinary arts when, I could say honestly, about fourth grade.
Oh,
I'd done
right?
a report at Franklin Elementary up here on Montana and 25th, 6th Street.
Why do you think things got derailed for you?
Derailed? One of the things might have been that my mom and I have never been able to. I've treated her like really bad, and I don't think that she had been a really good mother for me. And she tried her goddamn good best too, you know, to be so. And I also look at some of the other friends, that, such as, you know, a guy named Andrew Resnick, and how his mother had been, and how, like, you know, maybe Alex, the Bandy kids would, Alex Bandy would be speaking about how, you know, that experience is, and we laughed and giggled about it. So I was more in the background as a friendship of friends that I had had in high school. I was there, and I feel like I wanted more of this connection, but I wasn't sure really how to get it. Yeah.
You've had loves in your life?
Huh?
You've had loves in your life? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I sure do. Yeah.
Could I ask you to leave the chair?
Kind of where it is, yeah.
Yeah, kind of where it was. Another inch or two this way. Perfect. There you go. Thank you very much. Sorry about that.
No worries. I don't know what you're looking through.
So yeah, I'm kind of all set up for that position. You've had loves in your life?
Yeah. Many.
Many?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about one of the memorable ones.
I love you.
I love you too, Andrew.
One recently, actually, this dude character Dean in town around, I wound up saying, hey, wow, we haven't seen each other for a while. Last I seen him was on Lincoln somewhere near Whole Foods. He goes, and die, and he'd be all doing the same. He touched me a little bit. And I feel that we're about the same age, and we slept, not together, but side by side as friends over the last couple of days or so. And lost contact the other day when he wanted to go do his thing in a little private place for himself. Yeah, his name's... I'd learned that it's not actually Dean. He's named after, his nickname is Dean from his grand, and but his name, I forget at the moment. Like, I was kind of trying to get the detail, but we've been kind of friends. And then there's this dude, Chris, that has a dog at the museum area. That's sort of like in charge over there. And I don't know, we're kind of friends, but it's a little weird. I don't know. And I'm mostly alone. A lot of times I've been alone, especially more in my, you know, and I feel that that's acceptable, absolutely. And there's a great many people, if not more than I'd ever thought, that prefer to have not just alone, but I'm just saying, generally speaking.
Are you lonely?
Am I lonely? Yes, I am. And I'm absolutely sure that you are too at times. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are lonely in the world.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. It's really sad at points if I could get myself to feel it, yeah.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah, I am. And the thoughts have been like, and like I feel my dad had put me into this space where, well, I don't know what, you know, your son's going to be doing with the kind of a, like, and I'm like, and so I've been pondering it more. I hadn't pondered it much when he had told me, I thought, okay, and then some years or two go by and lately I have honestly been thinking about it. Also, lately, I've been asking out loud what time it is, and I don't really get much of an answer.
What time it is?
Yeah.
You don't have a cell phone or anything?
I think I kept up this credup of being like a time, like when I had a cell phone, and it's just recently had been. You know, I was living in the LAX area, Port area, as I'd said, because I had wound up with a place to live there with an operation called the U.S. Vets of Inglewood. And so Los Angeles County workers sort of thing, some pretty good gems up in there, you know, as there are in LA. And recently I've noticed Los Angeles as being a little bit different, as Los Angeles being the Angels. And I've never been really a baseball fan or things like that, but I grew up playing tennis and I got pretty good with tennis. Yeah, and I like playing tennis. I'd like to play again with some, yeah. I don't really know about the apps and things like that, and maybe I get sidewinded with some other things, yeah, as my intention might go, and I enjoy this moment that I'm having.
You like to be naked?
Yeah, but I am not very naked very much at all, to tell you the honest God truth, yeah. And I've considered why, like, is it okay to be comfortable, but I'm like, oh, well, it's considered like I'm in the gym, it's okay to take a pee in public kind of thing. It's been nerve-wracking.
What motivated you to get naked
within
a minute of meeting me?
Nothing in particular as far as that goes. I think, well, actually, yes, because of the technique of, you know, being seen.
Being photographed?
And being seen by
being seen,
a certain sect of however it is.
Yeah, you might be seen by a lot of people.
Well, maybe we should not quite let it out that kind of a way, you know? I think there's a technique that we might be wanting to use, and I don't know what yours is, and I really can't tell you what mine is, but I have an idea. I'm not sure. I don't want to pry or anything, but I'm open to suggestion, definitely. And I'm sure that you are as well, so it's pretty comfortable.
Do you have any regrets in your life?
Number two. Yes, many regrets. I just don't know where they are right now. Could you name a few that maybe I could be like, yeah, pretty much?
That's one of the best answers I've ever heard.
Thanks, man. I'm sure you probably gave it out at one time or another for yourself as well.
That's pretty funny.
Thanks, Mark. I've been thinking about names lately, like Mark, and I'm like, oh, so Mark's the dude, like, you know, and like, it's kind of, and I go Andrew, and I go Andrew, and I feel like Andrew. And I've told myself a Taylor a little bit. I go, wait, that's that lady that she said. She's kind of a
Is there anything you worry about? Anything, anything you're afraid of?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in fear, yes.
What are you in fear of?
I don't know right now because I haven't been for probably, in that sort of, I'm in fear, momentarily. Who knows? I'm in fear right now.
That could be the crystal meth.
You know. No.
No?
No, it's not.
What do you worry about? What?
I mean, that's a good poem, but I'm not worried about that much. I'm a little bit worried about how my teeth look, and I like to get them all knocked out at some point and put partials. And I spent a lot of money on dental work, and I've never had good teeth at all, and it isn't due particularly to the crack cocaine. The alcohol, I'd say more than anything, perhaps.
Like, was alcohol your first?
A binge drinker most of the time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Because I had felt comfortable around it, opposed to what was going on in the neighborhood as far as before legalization of marijuana. I had tried growing it. I'm very interested in those sort of things, you know, and how to do things like that. I have that sort of a mindset fix. And I feel comfortable and more comfortable with it. But I want to go back to what you had said. So help bring me back.
So when did alcohol start for you?
At that time when I was with my cousin Aaron and mom and her husband, John, had gone out. But it also started a little bit different because it was, when the stereo and that. And so that was like intriguing part was that the marijuana smoking probably around 17, 16. The first time I drank was actually with my cousin about 10 years old, honest to God. Now that I think back on it, I remember that, yeah.
Are there drinkers in your family?
And the first time I did pot was in Hawaii with my brother in like the North Shore. And he introduced me to a little bit. And I felt really good that time about it. Like that third song, I think there's like tie-dye picture or something of somewhere with it. And then there's a bit of like the BDI kind of thing. It was a cool thing to do, but I'd get stoned and not like the other guys of my family, you know, friendship had been getting stoned, but I'd kind of be there drinking my 40 while they're taking bong loads of the you know.
Are there drinkers in your family?
Yeah, there are drinkers in my family, and my mom is a drinker, had been, I don't know about now, and so has her my stepdad, John, been drinker, so that attributes a most positive to it. I was going to go into that, so I'm glad that you brought that up. Is it'd be up in the cabinet, and they'd be in the drink, and I would go out to dinner with them every week on Saturdays and Sundays. We'd go down to Casa Mia, we'd go down to Gilbert's, we'd go down, not the Cock and Bowl because of this, and they'd be kind of cool, though, at the same time down, and then a few other spots, maybe, if I remember correctly, but mostly dinners out doing that spot. If Gilbert's was crowded, we'd go to the Tijuana place or something like that. And it was our favorite things to do because we got, and Hunan Gardens. We got treated well, and it was fun. It felt really good going out. And I had a pretty good childhood, and I know my son is too, absolutely. It's been a lot of thought that, but his mom takes care of him the way that she, and I do miss the fact that he hasn't been able to do a lot of the things that I've been able to do, so I do contour it. Although I feel that he's having the best life that he could have for himself, and so have everybody else in this goddamn world as well, so to speak. But
You seem to be.
It doesn't have to make sense.
You seem to be enjoying your life.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I am. Yeah. You seem to be enjoying yours too. But
I am.
And I think those two people are pretty happy right now because I got a good eye contact with them. So it feels good. Yeah.
Have you had rough times in your life?
Have I gotten beaten? Yeah, I've had rough times. I've been accused of many things that had kind of happened, but like through accusatory.
What's maybe been the most difficult thing you've been through?
Domestic violence.
You were the victim of?
No.
You were the perpetrator?
Yeah.
With your wife?
With my son's mom, and also a girl that wanted to be an MMA fighter, and she's a cool chick. And Chloe, were like after I met Aurora and had my son, like we'd kind of been in contact. Yeah, it's cool. I had gone because I was living in on near where Bruffy's Toe is, right? And her dad is Longo was the last name, and he'd done some acting, right? And he had, I'd seen him actually not too long ago, to tell you goddamn honest God truth, on the eternal life kind of a thing. But maybe not. Yeah. How do I look, man?
You look great.
Thanks. I'd like to shave at one point. I'd like to shower too, but the money's going
to
be nice.
You decided to get physical with an MMA fighter?
Yeah, like I was kind of playing it, like after like I had a couple of beers at the Fish Company was open, and I was like playing around, and the womanly instinct, so to speak, I guess, had been something, and I was outside, and all of a sudden the cops were coming in, and I'm outside, wait, what's going on? And so the police officer from Pacific Division, I suppose, had gone in and questioned, and because of things, automatically, yeah. I don't want to blame any sort of media trial case that happened. You know the one I'm talking about. Things seemingly had been changing in our era or my timeline of things. And there's something about Homeland Security that is a little bit iffy about. And also more recently, up in the last 10 or 15, 12 years, is third-party companies was a little something with me. And I try to use these user agreements, and it might be the attorney dad in me of sorts, but I'm more laid back about that now, and I don't have to. It was something about that I didn't trust for some reason, and maybe it's possibly for many reasons. So I joke about algorithms, meaning Al Gore, the vice president at one point or another, sort of things like that, or Biden and, our President Clinton, or President Trump as well. And I feel he's kind of funny and stuff now. And I had tried to vote at one point. It wasn't all that important over in the West LA, Santa Monica Boulevard, And the walkathon had a walkabout around that area. It's really, as a matter of fact, going into Culver City, I'd read a little bit. When I'd gotten into town, I'd grabbed a copy of the Santa Monica Daily Press, and I had a much different view opposed to what I'd had in perhaps the distant past.
Do you sleep, Andrew?
Yes, I do.
You do? Where do you sleep?
Different areas, because at the moment, I'm sleeping in different areas over the last 4 days. And before that, when I was at the U.S. Vets, I was sleeping in a bunk, on a top bunk, with amongst 300 or so people, a top garden at 733 Hendry Avenue Drive in Inglewood, California, right off of Arbor Vitae. It's a pretty cool spot.
Kind of by the airport.
Yeah, and I started to walk around, and I got a bike at one point, and I'd cruise and find these different areas that I'd really enjoy what was going on in the sky over me. Yeah.
You like California?
Yeah, I like California. I like South Beach, Florida. I like California, Los Angeles.
Have you traveled?
Would I travel if I was
able
to? Have
you traveled around the country or around the world?
I wasn't opposed to it. I actually looked forward to it. But I have traveled up into like Ojai for camping trips on the 33. I did a lot of that around the high school after years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and working at a pizza company called Bojay's Pizza in over the 405 and 10 area, right around there.
Andrew, let me ask you one last question. What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
That I wouldn't really be answering that question for you, because I don't think I want this to be over right now, and I'm in a really massive fear of abandonment.
Oh, if we end the interview?
No, but yeah. Oh. No, let's end the interview. All right. What did you ask me?
I just asked you what the most important lesson you've learned in your life is.
I fucking don't know what. Like you or something? What are you? Can you tell me something? Let's ask around the crowd. I don't have any idea, and this does not have to be totally solo. But if it's written, can I help write it? Is there a magazine or anything?
I am
surprised at whatever, dude, and I'm down. But I am intrigued as fucking hell of what was the question. I'm not trying to turn you down.
I'll ask you one last time.
Thank you.
What's the most important? What's the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
To read instructions.
That's
and
a great.
To listen to what my son might be asking me when he had asked me, "Daddy, what?"
To read instructions
way down there, and I go, "There's a foundation." And I started building bricks. It was a cool experience.
To read the instructions and to listen to your son. Those are great.
Yeah. Oh, no, not to listen to my son.
No?
No. To tell my son and be comfortable with he and I having a good amount of time with each other while his mom was at Otis College. And I don't think that that should be the last question, but it is, and I'm sorry. The best lesson I've learned, to be continued.
To be continued.
And I'd like you to edit out this maybe minute or so.
Here, have a seat, and I'll ask you the question one more time. While the sirens go by. Andrew, one last time. What is the most
important? Two police cars are actually cruising around. They're down by the little beach that's down there. I'd love you to join me later.
Okay.
What time is it?
It's probably around 4 o'clock. Like
oh, okay.
What would you say is the most important lesson you've learned in your life?
I don't believe that there is a most important lesson of sorts. And what do you mean by lesson?
That's great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I don't know either. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Andrew.
I'm in the middle of the mountains, a river running wild. I'm as peaceful as a shadow and carefree as a child. The sunlight singing to me, a soft and gentle song, singing soak it all in, darling, for you're right where you belong. But came back before too long, right where you belong. You've been to hell and back again. Nobody knows your story, at least not the full one, cause you've learned you can't trust just anyone. Life has dealt some heavy blows, some have made you strong, but you shouldn't have to work so hard to find where you belong. Find where you belong. Find where you belong. You've been down in that valley, you've been down far too long. Let's find where you belong. Maybe a state of mind. It may be the furthest thing from what you think you'll find. But listen to that voice inside, it won't guide you wrong. Trust in time, my friend, you'll wind up right where you belong. Right where you still be valleys, but you won't stay too long. For there's a place your heart can heal, there's a place where you can feel you're right where you